Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, May the 30th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump claims the Mueller probe will be meddling with the midterms. Also on the nationwide rundown, the youngest in North Carolina could be negatively impacted by a high-speed budget bill. And what's up with rice? A new study says it's being sapped of essential nutrients by rising carbon dioxide levels. Topping our news, President Donald Trump suggested investigators from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe will be meddling in the upcoming midterm elections. The Huffington Post reporting that Trump tweeted Tuesday that 13 angry Democrats assigned to the investigation plan to attempt to interfere with the elections, most of which will be held on November the 6th. Trump did not mention the fact that Mueller is a lifelong Republican. And it's full speed ahead for the Republican-backed North Carolina state budget, released late Monday night. Stephanie Carson reports the procedure typically takes weeks to allow for input, review, and committee meetings. Opponents are worried it's the state's children that are getting run over in the process.
Lawmakers had more than $75 million in federal money available to expand early learning opportunities, and nearly two-thirds of that is being allocated for other purposes. Rob Thompson with NC Child says it's a missed opportunity.
Right now, we've got about 50,000 children on a waiting list for child care subsidies. By diverting that $50 million, several thousand of these children on the waiting list right now aren't going to be able to move off that waiting list.
Republican legislative leaders have said they plan to refuse any amendments to the budget bill. The federal money comes from $2.4 billion allocated by Congress in February, signed by President Donald Trump and championed by North Carolina U.S. Senator Richard Burr.
The ABC network abruptly canceled Roseanne on Tuesday. The New York Times reporting the action was taken hours after Barr, the show's star and co-creator, posted a racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, an African-American woman who was a senior advisor to Barack Obama. In the tweet, Ms. Barr wrote, "If the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, it would equal VJ." The Times says Barr later apologized, but it was too late. In announcing the show's cancellation, the president of ABC said that Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values. New Mexico needs more affordable solar, but Roz Brown reports a renewable energy group says two members of the Public Regulation Commission have a conflict of interest, so they should not be allowed to participate in the decision.
Mariel Nanasi, an attorney with New Energy Economy, says Commissioner Sandy Jones and Linda Lovejoy should not vote on a PRC solar contract decision because they're up for re-election and received campaign contributions from the company. The PRC will decide on an application by El Paso Electric to purchase a $4.5 million solar farm to be built by Affordable Solar. The company's registered lobbyist is also the campaign consultant for Jones's and Lovejoy's re-election bids. Nanasi believes the two commissioners should recuse themselves from the decision.
The main thrust is that there's been a public trust that these commissioners are supposed to uphold, and they have violated it by co-mingling and entangling their personal gain with that public trust.
New Energy Economy opposes the El Paso Electric deal with Affordable Solar because the utility didn't consider buying solar energy from an independent power producer as an alternative.
Also on the energy beat, Dan Hyman's been looking into a West Virginia anti-power plant group and asked the question, is it grassroots or AstroTurf? The organization in question, which opposes new gas power plants, is getting key backing from coal baron Bob Murray and Murray Energy.
The Ohio Valley Jobs Alliance has said it was founded by retired West Virginia miners in the northern panhandle concerned about coal jobs. The group has filed formal objections to three proposed gas plants on varying grounds. Steve White with the Affiliated Construction Trades Union Group says the alliance came to hearings with out-of-state lawyers and expert witnesses. He says when asked, they admitted the nation's largest privately owned coal company is paying legal costs.
These are cases where the folks are talking about air pollution, that the permits aren't stringent enough, or they were talking about hunting rights in one case. But why is Murray Energy taking a position here?
Neither OVJA nor its attorneys replied to a request for comment. In a written statement, Bob Murray said, "We have not provided financial support to the organization other than assisting them with certain legal fees."
And finally, rice is an important source of nutrients for billions of people around the world. But Eric Tegetthoff tells us it could lose some of its key health benefits as carbon dioxide levels continue to rise.
Researchers found rice is sapped of essential B vitamins when concentrations of the most common greenhouse gas are increased. The study also confirmed that levels of protein, iron, and zinc decrease in the crop as carbon dioxide levels go up. Public health researcher at the University of Washington and one of the authors of the study, Christy Ebi, says B vitamins such as folate are critical nutrients for pregnant women.
It's very important that pregnant women and children receive enough of the B vitamins so that the fetus can develop normally and the child can develop normally. And these countries that rely so heavily on rice for a significant portion of their calories, this could have implications for maternal and child health.
U.S. scientists partnered with researchers in Australia, China, and Japan on the study. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.